Welcome to Ink Drinkers,
a literary tea party podcast
where we discuss books
and drink tea.
We are quite the energetic duo this morning.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Yeah, I know.
In a morning.
I have no room to speak because you have a newborn at home, but...
No, everyone has their own stuff going on and different things happening in their lives, and they're just as important.
Between these two puppies and John and Hillary are out of town this week.
Oh.
So my mom and I have been taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like, thank goodness I don't have to get up with them and get them ready for school and take them to school and do all those things. But I'm still exhausted. I can't even imagine how my mom feels.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It can be a lot, especially when it's not something that you normally do.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I mean, and two actual children. I mean, an infant is rough, but, you know, they can't fight you.
Tantrums. Right? And, yeah. Because we've had a few of those.
Yeah.
And they both, like, get really emotional in the evenings, like, missing their parents because they haven't seen them since Monday. And
yeah. When do they get back?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I know.
But we're here to talk about books.
I know. Thank goodness for books, right?
Yeah.
Like, what would we do without those to keep us sane?
I don't know. Sometimes you just need to dive into an alternate reality that's not your own.
Well, my alternate reality this week was a rom-com because I needed light and breezy and easy.
Yeah.
And so I read The Rule Book by Sarah Adams.
Okay.
So this is the same author that did the When in Rome series.
Ah, okay.
Did you ever go back and read the first one?
I didn't.
No, okay. So this is... like listening to you sip your tea on air.
Sorry.
So this is... She's written a couple of like... Not series, because I think it's just two per series. But like When in Rome has two. And then The Off Limits Rule... has two books. There's like a Charleston two book series. And so this one is the second one in the Cheat Sheet series.
Okay.
That was the first one.
I feel like I've seen that Cheat Sheet book cover maybe.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Nope. No, I haven't actually. Never mind.
Anyway, you don't have to read the Cheat Sheet to read.
They stand alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I didn't love the cheat sheet. So
okay.
I would say, you know what, if you want to skip it, skip it.
Can you
it.
Say cheat sheet fast five times?
Oh, five. Cheat, 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 cheat. Did I say five?
Yeah, you did really good. It's a mouthful.
It is. Okay. So, but I'm telling you about the rule book, not the cheat sheet.
Okay.
Five times fast. Wow, let me wrap my head around what this book was even about because my brain just went blank. Okay, so.
Did you like it?
I did.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking about it. Okay, so we have Norma Kinsey, who goes by Mac most of the time, and her.
Nora.
Nora
Kinsey.
Nora McKenzie.
Nora McKenzie.
Sorry. I need to slow down.
Okay. Nora McKenzie.
Nora McKenzie. Mm-hmm. But in her professional life, she goes by Mac.
That's kind of cute for McKenzie. I like
because
it.
Because she works in a man's world.
She works
at a sports agency.
So she does that on purpose to go by Mac so that people assume at first that she's a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just kind of makes her life a little bit easier if people think that she's a man.
Okay.
I think it was something that just kind of like people started calling her Mac and it just caught on and she went with it, even though she hates it. She hates being called Mac.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's like, this makes my life a little bit easier, so I'm just going to go with it. So she works at a sports agency and she's been an associate for a while, but she's finally getting her own client. The problem is the client that she's getting is her ex-boyfriend from college.
No.
And
he doesn't know it's her because
he doesn't know Mac. It's her because Mac. And she asks her boss multiple times. She's like, he knows my full name, right? Like, because she broke up with him. And she's like, there's no way he would have been okay with this. And her boss is like, yeah, I've cleared everything. Like, it's all good. You're fine. And
but she didn't tell the boss that.
Right. She didn't tell the boss their history. So her college boyfriend is named Derek Pender. And he is a famous NFL tight end playing for the Sharks, which is not a real team, but that's like the team in the book. And so there was another player from the Sharks in the cheat sheet. And so that's how the series connect. Mm-hmm. It's fun because it's got a little bit of like bromance book club vibes because like the football players like all get together and they're like, okay, well, how are we going to manage this situation? So anyway, Nora is determined to keep Derek as a client because it's her first client. She doesn't want to screw up and like look terrible when he either turns her down immediately or like only keeps her for a week and then lets her go. But Derek still is, he has a lot of feelings about the breakup from years ago, and he does not want her as his agent.
Of course, I wouldn't want an ex as mine.
Right. So she's determined to keep him, and he's determined to like push her away, and he's doing everything he can, like calling her in the middle of the night, like asking for help. Oh,
trying to be a jerk.
Just trying to be awful to her so that she will want to get rid of him. So
like how to lose a girl in 10 days.
Basically. Yeah. But client agent edition. And it's just really fun. And there's obviously some, there's still lots of chemistry between them. And you can tell, like, that they were good together once. And they have a lot of inside jokes and just have fun together. But the reason it's called the rule book is that he says at the beginning, he's like, look, if I'm going to take you on, or if, you know, if you're going to take me on, whatever, we have to establish a set of rules in order to make this relationship work. And so they sit down and like write out this set of rules that's so ridiculous. It's like no friendship, no, like we can't ride in the same car together. We can't, like all of these just ridiculous. And they both keep going back and forth, like adding ridiculous things to the list, to the rule book. And it's really fun.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. It was so cute. They had
like a good rom-com.
Really good chemistry.
Yeah. That's really all you need in a good rom-com.
Right?
Yeah.
When a rom-com has no chemistry, it's just like, why am I reading this?
I agree. It's always a bummer, too, because you're like, yeah, I need something light. But you also want it to be decent.
Yeah.
And then you start it.
I want to believe that the characters like each
other. Because usually I'm like, okay, I finally found something that sounds interesting. And then when it's not done well, I'm just like, God, now I have to like put in effort to find something else. I'm going to have to stop this book. This book was supposed to be the no-effort book.
Right. And now you're putting in all this effort.
Well, let me tell you about my book. It is called The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. Have you read this?
No, I haven't read it. I've heard of it.
Okay.
I have it downloaded, but I haven't read it. So I'm curious.
Yeah, I really liked it. I would say this is women's fiction more than anything. It's not a rom-com or...
No, but it's a little sci-fi-ish, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, not sci-fi is not the right word, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what genre to put
just,
it in.
Let me just explain, and then maybe we'll get there.
Okay.
So this actually came out at the beginning of April of this year, so it's new to the scene. And I just thought the plot sounded interesting.
Yes.
I really liked the book. So Lauren is... living in, I think they're in London. Yeah, they're in London. It's British, which obviously makes it better.
I didn't know it was British.
The get-go.
Okay, yeah. Why did I not start this sooner?
So she lives in a flat by herself. She's currently not dating.
I love that you said a flat. Okay, sorry.
She's currently not dating anyone. She did have a long-term relationship with a man named Amos previous to this, and he broke up with her. I think she kind of just was okay with the relationship and just thought, you know, they'd be together. And then once... he broke up with her. It was a little uncomfortable and she was upset, but she realized that it really wasn't a great relationship and she's much happier by herself. So she goes out with her friend Eleanor for her hen do. another British.
Okay.
For her Hindu,
oh, one night. Hindu. Okay. Sorry. For a moment, I thought you were saying Hindu, like the language.
Oh, sorry. You know when you hear, you say a word out loud and you're, in your mind, you think that's the only definition for a second. And then when someone brings up, wait, and then you're like, obviously they would be confused because your face looked confused. And I was like, well, it's British. She's going to know what a Hindu is because we read a lot of British books.
And I was like, you mean the language Hindu?
So for those who do not read British books like we do, a Hindu is a bachelorette party.
Yeah, and then a bachelor party is a stag do. Yeah.
So she is on a Hindu party, not the language, with her friend Eleanor. The wedding is coming up. She doesn't have a date to the wedding, and Amos is also invited. So she's like, it'd be nice to have a date, you know, so I don't. And for some reason, Eleanor had them at the same table, and she's like, what? I don't want to be at the same table as him and his wife. So she gets back from the Hindu. She's drunk and had a good night, and she walks into her flat, and there's a man in her flat. And she, like, understandably freaks out. And he's like, what is wrong with you? Why are you acting like this? And she was like, what are you? Get out. Get, you know, like, just losing it on him. She's, like, thinking, like, is there something close enough for me to, like, throw at him if he comes at me? And he's like, why are you acting like this? What's going on? She slowly starts to realize that he thinks that he's her husband. So she's like, am I crazy or is he crazy? I don't remember exactly how she comes to realize that they're actually married to each other. And she doesn't know what's going on at this point. And she somehow, there's a correlation, and she figures out that he was coming down from the attic when she walked in. So what we come to find out is that the attic is magical or has some type of ability that what we know so far is once the husband, I use that as like a loose term, right, because there's a lot of them,
right,
goes up into the attic fully, like their whole body has to be in the attic, not on the stairs, there is a crackle of electricity, and down comes a different husband.
Okay.
Her whole life changes. Paint on the wall changes, and the decor changes. She sometimes looks a little different, and it's a whole new life. And sometimes they've been married for years, so she's trying to figure out what's going on by looking back in photos. She has different wedding portraits on the wall when a new man comes down. So she just starts going with it after a while of understanding what's going on to as much as she can understand.
Sure.
So she's just going through husbands. Some she stays with for a couple days, and then she has to somehow get them back in the attic for them to leave.
Okay, so like it's up to her.
Yes, it's up to her because she has to formulate a reason why they need to go back in the attic.
Right, but they won't just go up in the attic on their own.
No. So Usually she's doing some – I was like, that's pretty smart. She'll put her connect like a Bluetooth speaker and put it up there and have sounds of like water. And she's like, hey, can you go check out what that sound is? Like, I don't know if there's a leak. But one time she did that with a husband that was kind of sound like maybe he was abusive and like not very nice. And she right away was like, he needs to leave. And he was mad at her. She's like, how do I get this guy back up there? And when she did that, one of her friends started calling her. So then it started ringing in the attic. And he's like, what are you doing? And she was like, how do I get him out of here? So anyways, she goes through these guys. Some relationships are better than others. It's kind of interesting to see all the different personality types of the men because it's people that she could have ended up with. It's not like they're just like random guys. It's, you know, there's things about each of them that she finds attractive or that she would like, that right, she can see how it ended up in a marriage, sort of. Some she doesn't even allow. She's just like, before you come all the way down, can you grab the such and such up there? I think I left it up there. So there's a lot of that going on. I don't want to give too much away, and I know I'm not really explaining it super well. It was just – it's interesting concept.
Yeah, I'm just curious how this attic came to be And I know, yeah, I know you, I'm not asking for the answer, but.
So, yeah, so we find out a little bit more of what's going on. All of the husbands are very different. She sees how her life could play out in all these different types of situations. She does meet one specific guy. I'll just say, like, he's an American. She's.
Oh, an American. Yeah. Hmm.
And she.
How did an American get in a British attic? I
don't. She really likes him. She ends up taking him to her friend's wedding because she was like, I need a date. Right, so she quickly goes through them to be like, no, I don't want to take him to her wedding. You know, and then Carter comes down and she really likes him. And then
let me ask, how was the American accent in the book?
I don't know that they did one. Okay. I think she talked about his accent, but in her British narrator voice. Okay. Like, I don't think she just said, I really enjoyed his accent. I really liked his, the way he walked was different. Apparently we walk with confidence, or the men do, in a different way. He had like a sort of jaunt that was different than men that she normally goes out with.
So he doesn't have any dialogue in the book for him to have. You don't remember. It's not a big deal. I was just curious.
I think he did.
Okay.
He did. No, he definitely had dialogue, but it was just a narrator. She didn't do. She did some. I will say that's right. She did do some, because some of the guys were Swedish and she did like a very slight accent.
Interesting.
So maybe she did and I just didn't realize it. She's not like an overly British. Like, it's not from a specific place. Like, it's a very soothing British accent. So maybe I just didn't. And he wasn't. He wasn't there for long enough to where, like, it was a long period of time where you're hearing him.
Right.
But I liked the narrator.
Okay.
Yeah, the narrator was great. Her voice was great. It was a great British accent. she did fantastic. I don't know who it is, but I did like her. It's an interesting book. It was fun to read. It's funny at times, but not, like, a laugh-out-loud comedy funny.
Right.
And there really wasn't anything sinister or anything like that going on.
Yeah. I'm still curious how to categorize this book.
I know. As it's a hard. Genre.
It's definitely not sci-fi. Maybe some sort of fantasy offshoot.
I don't know. It could be sort of sci-fi. Like, I feel like it could be in the realm of almost. It's not Black Mirror, because I know that's specific to. Isn't that specific to like electronic type stuff and like things?
Mostly.
But it's almost, so there's nothing sinister about it, but it's almost in the realm of, like, this can be a nightmare.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, you can't, she's not going back to her old life. Like, there's no real going back to that.
She can't get back to it.
Right.
Interesting.
So it's either you're stuck in your current relationship with this person, or you get a new one.
And how, like, her friend who's having the wedding, like, how does she react to all the new husbands? Or is...
Sorry, I didn't explain that. So life continues on in the time continues on regardless of the husband. So her once friend... her wedding is over, whoever came to that wedding, she only went to the wedding with Carter. But once she changes husbands, then everyone at that wedding would have memories of whatever the current husband was at the wedding, right. But she doesn't.
Okay, got it.
And she has, so it's not like they come down and then she has all these memories of their life together. She doesn't know
that. She has to piece it all together.
She has to piece it together.
But everyone around her.
And the husband knows.
Has those memories.
Got it. Yeah. And so it's kind of interesting because, you know, she'll have her best friend and then her family members. And what I thought was kind of, this was interesting, was that she had, based on the husband, better or worse relationships with the people in her that she was close with.
Well, that makes sense.
It does, but it was just kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, certain people that she's like, you know, I look back and she's looking at her text messages and she's like, I haven't talked to my best friend in 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
You know, what's going on there? Or, you know, now I'm seeing my mother every week where before I didn't, you know, or I have a promotion at work that I didn't think I was going to get. And now people think that I'm more responsible than I even thought of myself and want me to do all this extra stuff that they never asked of me before. It's just kind of crazy to think about the person who you end up with.
How they can affect all of your life. Yeah,
so drastically.
That is interesting.
It was a good read. I think that you would like it. And if anyone who likes British women's fiction, good writing, narrator's great. It's just a good book.
Yeah.
It is an interesting premise.
Okay. Good to know. Because like I said, I have it downloaded, but something was just like...
You'll like it. It's an easy read.
Okay.
You don't get bored with it.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah. The characters are interesting. All the different husbands are interesting, you know, so it's cool. For sure. Check it out.
I will do that. All right. This tea is a little bit of a letdown.
It's definitely a letdown. I keep trying it. It tastes a lot like water. There's not a lot of flavor.
It doesn't have a lot of flavor.
I do like that our palates are the same, though. We generally like the same.
So this is creamy Earl Grey.
I don't taste anything creamy.
No. It's part of the Churchill's Fine Teas Earl Grey collection that I bought.
A World of Earl Grey. That's what it says on the back.
Yeah. In Cincinnati. A World of Earl Grey. It's pure Ceylon black tea with oil of bergamot and creamy cornflower petals. It's not creamy. It doesn't have a lot of flavor. I'm so bummed because I was like, this is going to be so good. I even made like a big mug of it. Like this was going to be this was going to be one that I was going to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't love it.
No.
Again, I keep taking sips and... I think I'm just going to stop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no need to finish this, right? It's not bad. It's not like...
It's hot water with a slight flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
On that note, that kind of sums up our morning.
What a disappointment.
A lot of hot water with a little bit of flavor. We just talking about books.
Well... Thanks anyway, Marissa.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the show notes for the full list of books we discussed today. You can find that in your podcast app or on our website, inkdrinkerspodcast.com.
And please support us by subscribing anywhere you listen to podcasts and leaving a review. You can find us on Instagram and on Twitter @inkdrinkerspod.
Cheers.